I've waited 2 years to make this announcement and hear this testimony. Although I spent 15 days with this dear sweet lady, Atsuko, she was a little concerned about coming to give her testimony in 2001, I guess it was. And so she said, this year I'm going to be there, Lord willing, and she is. And so we're really privileged to have Atsuko Komatsu. She was my interpreter when I spent all that time in Japan, and we got to know each other very well, and I just enjoyed being with her. She's a wonderful sister in the Lord. And so I'm very pleased to introduce her to you today from Niigata, Japan.
Hey, good morning. Let's get started. My testimony. Let's see. Okay. Well, it was only by the grace of God that I set free from the chain of the Watchtower's false doctrine. I was in the organization for 7 years, and then I was exit counseled 6 years ago. And then 4 years ago, when my mom in the Lord joined, came to Japan as a lecturer. I was with her as an interpreter, as she said before. When John asked me to give my testimony at this convention last year, I said yes, but last year I wasn't able to come. And now I'm here to share my testimony with you. This is my second time attending this convention, even though English is my second language. This time too, you makes me feel at home, because we have the same pain that we used to be Jehovah's Witnesses, and the same pain, same joy and freedom in Christ Jesus. Now I'd love to tell my story. After graduating from college, I wanted to be an English teacher in high school and try to pass exam a few times, only to fail. However, I strongly felt that I needed to spend a year or so in an English-speaking country to be a good English teacher. I decided to come to USA and spend 1 year at Iowa State University, which is in Ames, Iowa. Spending 1 year here, I had a lot of chances to talk to people who have various kinds of religions. Among them, Christians attract me the most. They are people willing to do something good for them without their own benefit or interest. I was wondering what made them do so. My family is a typical Japanese one. We have a Shinto shrine and a Buddhist altar at home. We pray to both of them several times a year for our family's health, protection, prosperity, etc. My parents run a skier's lodge, and we have some family precepts. Work hard, don't be mean to others, and help those who have helped us, and do favors for those who have been kind to us. So I could see Christianity was something different from what I had been taught. After coming back from America, I debated whether I would be an English teacher or take over my parents' business. At the same time, I had a feeling inside of my heart, that is, there must be something more worthwhile for me, something I could devote myself to. Since I was interested in the Bible, while teaching at the high school, I went to church once a month, and Jehovah's Witnesses visited me once a week. I studied both of them and compared them. My conductor used to work at one of the most famous foreign-owned companies. She gave up her job and became a Jehovah's Witness and came to my hometown, where the need was great, as a regular pioneer. While studying Watchtower publications with her, I was planning to work at that kind of company and seeking a job. At the same time, I was very anxious to know that what made her give up her job and devote herself to the organization. 1 year Watchtower publication study with her made me conclude the truth in this way. I quote a few passages from a New World Translation Bible. First, Jeremiah 25:31-33. A noise will certainly come near the farthest part of earth, for there is a controversy that Jehovah has with the nations. He must personally put himself in the judgment with all flesh, is the utterance of Jehovah. And those slain by Jehovah will certainly come to be in that day from one end of the earth clear to the other end of the earth. They will not be bewailed, neither will they be gathered up or be buried. As manure on the surface of the ground they will become. The next one, Ezekiel 18:13-32. Therefore, O house of Israel, turn back, yes, cause a turning back from all your transgressions. Throw off from yourself all your transgressions in which you have transgressed, and make for yourself a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I do not take any delight in the death of someone dying as an utterance of the sovereign Lord Jehovah. So cause a turning back and keep living, O you people. The second, third one, Isaiah 55:11. So my word that goes forth from my mouth will prove to be. It will not return to me without result, but it will certainly do that in which I have delighted, and it will have certain success in that for which I have sent it. So from these Bible passages, I came to conclude that Jehovah will destroy this system of things, but he doesn't want to destroy man he created. Jehovah is such a merciful and full of loving kindness. So once we hear about this news, we must give up all that we want to do now. Preaching the good news of the kingdom has priority over everything. Don't worry, whatever Jehovah does will always prove to be a success. These passages encouraged me a lot when I was in the congregation. For example, when feeling discouraged in the preaching from door to door, when thinking of becoming a regular pioneer, when the prophecy changed in 1995, when feeling skeptical about organization, when there was a problem in my congregation, etc. Well, I still felt skeptical about their teaching, so I asked the pastor in local church. She answered, "It will be impossible for us to know when the end of the world is coming, and living forever in paradise on earth isn't mentioned in the Bible." Until then, I respected my conductor, admired her way of thinking, her way of living, and trusted her. I couldn't judge what was right or wrong, objectively. Later, the pastor wrote me a letter saying, "We will have an ex-Jehovah's Witness, and she will give her testimony after the service. You are welcome to attend." I told my conductor about this. She said, with hatred, "They are apostate, and they are in the darkness spiritually." You know, I was foolish enough to trust what she said. At that time, some companies offered me a job. I was going to quit the teaching at the school. I studied the Red Book. You all know the Red Book. Are you for Satan's world or God's new system? After studying this chapter, my conductor said to me, so quietly, warmly, but firmly, "I understand how you feel. I did the same thing that you are about to. So we have learned, as we have learned so far, Jehovah will destroy political governments, commercial system, and false religion, which all belong to Satan. It's wise to devote yourself to Jehovah's work, which leads people to everlasting life. Yes, some of the generation living in 1914 will see the end of the things, Armageddon, and survive at school. My mom is in the hospital now. I'll take home when she's released. We will see the end of the world, Armageddon. After that, we will be reunioned with my dad. Jehovah will resurrect him. She had been so nice to me, and she had been so nice to me and my family. It seems to me that she was the kind of person that reflects the teachings of loving, kind Jehovah. I decided to trust her. I couldn't find any exit, just two alternatives, whether I would be in the organization or not. So I made up my mind to spend one more year studying Watchtower publications with her. I declined to the job some companies offered me. 1 year later, I entered a theocratic ministry school and became a non-baptized publisher. In the 1980s, we had a sensational news story in Japan. A Jehovah's Witnesses child, 10-year-old boy, died in a traffic accident because his parents rigidly wouldn't allow him to have a blood transfusion. At that time, I thought what a fanatical religious group Jehovah's Witnesses were. So, even while I became a non-baptized publisher, fears and skepticism were always in my mind. I asked some Jehovah's Witnesses, "Tell me your feeling, your true feeling about the blood transfusion issue." As you already know, they just repeated the same passages from the Bible to justify it. I happened to read an article in Awake magazine. One famous Japanese female cartoonist gave up her job and broke off her engagement to her fiancé and became a Jehovah's Witness. I had a boyfriend. I was inclined to marry him. This article made me conclude that we should break up. I did. My conductor encouraged me, saying, "When you are in paradise on earth, your grandchildren will appreciate you saying, 'Grandma, you made the right decision. Thanks to you, we are here in paradise on earth.'" So I gave up everything, my partner, my job. I couldn't go back anymore, just for it. Nothing prevented me from getting baptized as a Jehovah's Witness. Until then, my doubt about the blood transfusion issue was not a big deal for me. I was told Satan threatens us, saying, "If you don't take blood transfusion, you will die." However, it is very rare for us to face a situation in which we would need one. When we do the will of Jehovah, that is, we put top priority on preaching the good news of Kingdom Hall from door to door, He will protect us. Well, I said myself, I'm the first one to get into the truth in my family. My family's salvation depends on me. So I'll take sides with Jehovah no matter what happens. Before getting baptized as a Jehovah's Witness, as you know, we discussed the whole of Jehovah's Witness teaching with an elder. The chapter, "Why Do Christians Abstain from Blood?" I showed my agreement on this issue, quoting Acts, Genesis, Leviticus. However, deep inside of my heart, I felt a fear. If I faced with a situation where I needed blood transfusion, what would I do? What would happen to my family? Well, I gave up everything to get into the truth. I put this feeling away inside of my heart. I justified myself with this. If anyone wants to come after me, let him disown himself. Follow me continually. For whoever wants to save his soul will lose it, but whoever loses his soul for my sake is the one that will save it. In 1993, April, I got baptized as a Jehovah's Witness. At that time, a very famous TV personality, who was a member of the Unification Church, was rescued by Exit Counseling. She was on TV and talked about how she was rescued. I watched the TV program and thought that her religion was a false one, so she couldn't remain faithful under the test. It took her only 1 month to see the light. Well, never had I dreamed 3 years later I would be rescued in the same way. It took me only 15 days to see the light. As a Jehovah's Witness, I noticed a lot of problem in my congregation. Love for one another seems to be superficial. What Jesus said in the Bible was quite different what Jehovah's Witnesses were doing in my congregation. However, I always kept this in my mind. I am involved in a vital issue, the challenge to Jehovah's sovereignty. As Joab or Jesus said, I will remain faithful to Jehovah God under the test. I must prove that Satan is wrong in his challenge, that I only serve God for material gain and not out of love. I must hold fast to my integrity. Proverbs 7:11, be wise, my son, and take my heart, rejoice that I may make a reply to him that is taunting me. 1 Corinthians 4:9, we have become a theatrical spectacle to the world and to the angel and to man. To guard my heart, I stuck to the organization, attending meetings, preaching the good news of kingdom from door to door, studying Watchtower literatures, not the Bible. My parents, especially mom, noticed something wrong with me. They collected information about Jehovah's Witnesses as much as possible. One day they put the book entitled, "Is the Name of God Really Jehovah?" by former elder on my desk. I picked it up and read it. All reasoning was from New World Translation. My face was shaken, and I felt such a fear that I closed the book and put it away. How could I tell the elder that I read the apostate's book and ask questions based on it? I gave up thinking and allowed the organization to do my thinking, so I wouldn't listen to my parents. One time, they asked a pastor in local church to discuss this matter with me, only to fail. Even though I sometimes felt doubtful whether the organization was God's one, I said to myself, this system of things is ruled by Satan. He tried to mislead people, especially Jehovah's Witnesses. So it's natural that there should be a lot of contradiction in the word in the congregation too. I'll display loyalty to Jehovah, take sides with Jehovah. The salvation of my family depends on me. So there was no exit at all. The day came when I was rescued by Exit Counseling. One day, my parents said to me, "Let's go on a few days trip." I said, "Sure." Then we did. On the first night of the trip, they said, "Tomorrow, the counselor who knows a lot about Watchtower will come to discuss with you. We want you to do this to make sure if your faith is right or not at school." I was very shocked. I felt as if I were caught in a trap. But I thought by discussion with the pastor in local church, I was trained to prepare for this very situation. I prayed to Jehovah, asking for his help. Under the test, Truth remains truth. A genuine item will prove to be a genuine item under cross-examination. And three Bible passages came to my mind. James 4:7, subject yourself therefore to God, but oppose the devil and he will flee from you. Mark 13:11, do not be anxious beforehand about whatever is given you in that hour. Speak this, for you are not the one speaking, but the Holy Spirit is. Isaiah 43:1-3, do not be afraid, you are mine. In case you should pass through waters, I'll be with you, and through rivers, they will not flood over you, for I am Jehovah, your Savior. No. Well, also, I remember the article in Awake, Now Jehovah and Mia Alone. Mia in Norway got an operation without blood transfusion. She was so afraid that this operation might not be a success. But she trusted in Jehovah with all her heart, leaned on him. The operation turned out to be a big success because Jehovah was with her. And now, Jehovah and I alone. I was under the test. I must prove that Satan was wrong with his challenge. I had become a theatrical spectacle to the world and to the angel and to man. Next day, the exit counselor came and talked about false prophecy by the organization. I was very shocked. It was like the central pillar. It was like a central pillar which supported my faith was broken down. Some faithful brothers and sisters came into my mind. Elder, ministry servant, my conductor. They gave up everything and were sent to by my congregation to where the need was great. In my hometown, we have much snow, 7 feet in winter. They come from the area where they have no snow. Or a couple who believed Armageddon will be coming in 1975. However, I could not help recognizing that Jehovah's Witnesses were a false prophet. But I gave up everything to become a Jehovah's Witness. I went through psychological conflict. Mom said, I will stay here for the rest of my life unless you realize Watchtower is a false religion at school. For 15 days, the counselor said a lot of things about the Bible and Watchtower. It was as if the blocks named faith, which I had piled over 7 years, were being pulled out at random. At last, they collapsed. I tried to fix them up, but had already broken to pieces. John 1:1, word was a God. The organization concealed, they quoted from the spiritualist John Graber. As for the blood transfusion issue, the Bible doesn't prohibit blood transfusion. Jeremiah 32:35 came into my mind. The God I had served was like Molech, whose children passed through the fire. Yes, my faith was a false one. From then on, I started to read many books by ex-Jehovah's Witnesses. I decided to disassociate myself with the organization. I sent a disassociation letter to the editor. I was told to attend judicial committees. Two elders were there. I told the reason I should disassociate myself only by using Watchtower literatures. Well, I still felt guilty that I read the book by ex-Jehovah's Witnesses. I ended with this. Christians in the first century preached the gospel that Jesus Christ is Savior, right? Nobody answered my question. At the end of the judicial committee, one of the elders said to me, Peter disowned Jesus 3 times. God is not unrighteous so as to forget your work and the love you showed. You can return to the organization. Well, Jehovah's Witnesses are misled. They are made to think the organization equals to Jesus Christ. I felt so sorry for them. Still do too. And after coming out of the organization, I became desperate. I thought I wouldn't believe in any religion anymore. But to start my life, I wanted to make sure if each item I believe was really false one, especially Trinity. I read a book on this issue with the Bible. Well, I forgot the passage, but suddenly it was as if someone came up in the back of me and put a blanket around me. I felt so warm. The God who appeared in front of Moses is Jesus Christ of the New Testament. Ego eimi. Yes, Jesus Christ is God, not God's vindicator or the example, or not the example that we should follow. Holy Spirit is not just active force, but God who dwells in me. Hebrew 13:15, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. This passage will come true only when the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Much, much closer relationship with God. 5 months later, I got baptized as a born-again Christian. Okay. Being a Jehovah's Witness isn't that easy. They are involved in a vital issue. They always have to prove that Satan is wrong in his challenge. By doing what the organization tells them to do, they must take sides with Jehovah, display loyalty to the organization, and then they must show they deserve to be saved. But what does the Bible say? John 15:16, Jesus said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. 1 John 4:10, this is love, not that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son as an anointing sacrifice for our sins. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We don't have to prove Satan is wrong. Just believe in Jesus. Then we are saved, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and He leads our lives and make our path straight. Hebrews 5:7-9. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Yes, Jesus knows our suffering. He searches us, he knows us, and he perceives our thoughts. He is always with us in times of trouble, in times of joy, any time. As for job, he didn't try to remain faithful under the test. God was there with him. Jehovah's Witnesses won't gain salvation unless they remain faithful. They were far away. But Rome 8:37-8. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, Jesus Christ set us free from the struggle to prove God's sovereignty to Satan. He is our Savior, always with us, sharing pains and joys with us. We are always in His hands. Through exit counseling, I have realized the deep love of my parents for me. My mom was like a Canaanite woman. Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Well, she's not Christian now. She's not Christian, but she's like she cried like that. Jesus answered mom's prayer. And then I have come to know real truth. And okay, as Pastor K said in one of his books, if God would ever have partiality for some, well, he doesn't, it would be to Jehovah's Witnesses that God must want to preach the gospel. I feel in the same way too. From now on, I'd like to continue doing whatever I can do for Jehovah's Witnesses. Thank you.